born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. Left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again. Might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High. He climbed Cathedral Mountains, he saw silver clouds below, saw everything as far as you can see. And to say that he got crazy once and tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept his memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. You can talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High.
Peace, my friend. Thank you. Thank you very much. About 12 years ago, no, that's wrong. When I was about 12 years old, that was a few more than 12 years ago, my grandmother gave me a guitar.
Yay, Grandma!
Yay, Grandma! Far out. It was an old beat-up 1910 Gibson F-hole jazz guitar. It's the one that I learned how to play on. And for a large part of my life, I had that guitar with me everywhere that I went. On the farm back in Oklahoma, on wheat harvest. Anyway, about 5 years ago, I lost that guitar, and it was kind of a sad occasion in my life. But last January, when we were filming our television special out here, I found it again. Kind of freaked me out. I couldn't wait to get home with it and sit down and play it again, you know, and I did that. We got real comfortable, and I told it all that had happened to me since the last time I'd seen it. It told me a few stories. Someplace in the conversation, we found this song.